It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels, happy to welcome the Lemon Twigs. Brian and Michael are here.
Hello. Hello.
Your first recorded output, as long as we're together, how old were you when you made that record?
15, right, yeah.
And I was 17.
Yeah.
So. And if I've read correctly, was that on, I guess it's a holy grail of memorabilia now, do you put it out on a yellow cassette?
That's an album called What We Know that hasn't got as long as we're together on it. That's like this kind of neo-psych thing. We kind of tried to do psychedelic stuff and we weren't that good at it. So we kind of, you know, tried to
distance ourselves from it.
Tried to erase it from history a little bit. So now people can have it if they want it, but you know.
But it's hard to find.
Yeah, you can illegally download it, which we're totally fine with if people want to do it.
But if you wanted a physical copy,
no, it's impossible.
There's only 100.
There's only 100. There's like one in England, I think.
Most of them are at my grandparents' house.
Yeah, most of them are.
Hang on to them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With this interview alone, we could start putting some value on that.
But as long as we're together, it's from the record, new record.
Right. So. The two of you were also child actors.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, you know, occasional go in for seeing if you could get in a spot, but you actually did some Broadway shows and some real theater work, yeah?
Yeah. It was like 3 years of our life where we were just kind of going into the city of our lives, yes. And that we were just going into the city every day. And it was fun, you know? And then Michael did some movies after.
Yeah, Brian did some like Broadway. Brian did some musicals, like he did Les Mis and Little Mermaid, and then I did like couple straight plays, All My Sons and Coast to Utopia. And then I did a couple movies, this movie called Sinister and this movie called People Like Us.
And then, as we joked about earlier, the real destiny, which is rock and roll, came to the foreground.
Yeah. Right. I mean, when we were doing the shows and stuff, I had like a guitar backstage and stuff. So I would write a lot of songs backstage. And it was really good because you had nothing but time when you weren't performing and stuff, so it really kind of helped in the development of me writing songs and stuff.
You have adopted a style of your own in it, and you obviously have a keen eye for style, but you've voiced in a couple of interviews I read over in Europe that you want to make sure that the style doesn't overwhelm the substance of what you're doing.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, you know, we just dress like what we think is cool, you know? I mean, it's not like the main thing. And it's just supposed to be another aspect, like something to look at for the people who can't, you know, understand music if it's not wrapped up in a
nice box,
this nice package, right? You know, it's the same as production or something. Like, some people can just understand the song, and like some people have to have this perfect production.
I know one of your favorite artists is Brian Wilson, and I don't know if anyone has asked you this, but you seem to, at least from what I have read and certainly can hear with my ears, you seem to be obsessive about wanting to find sounds and create sounds. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, but I think we were really aided in that with Rado.
Jonathan Rado.
Yeah, because we trusted him, and he knew how to work his studio, you know? He was like really kind of finding, I think, his groove as a producer, and that was really exciting because we hadn't heard while we were making the record any recordings that he had made sounded the way this record sounds. So it felt like we were both really kind of coming into our own when we were making this, and that was so exciting, you know.
And you didn't know him previously. You just kind of reached out to him and inquired.
I mean, we were kind of like, we had kind of a habit of getting like really obsessive about the bands that we liked and just getting into every single thing that they had done. And Foxygen was the latest thing that was like that. And early into that, I tweeted him, and he answered back, and it was just like, holy moly. You know, we were so excited.
Somehow I was standing in your room without my boots, with your spider in my hand, and I look at you. And my skin is red. Yeah, arm to arm and thigh to thigh, even though there's blue. And I look just like an owl. You think that's just but it doesn't matter anyway. As long as we're together, I don't see what's wrong with that. As long as we're together, I don't think I'll be bitter. Hey, you must not know yourself very well. You will be silent for a few months, but all that shit he said, I don't know. Sweatshirt way outside, we've only ever talked. For what seemed like an hour,
But I was so happy. This must be a common thing.
Seeing and hearing the songs today, and the audience, you know, hearing them orally, the fact that you're changing instruments, you're changing lead vocal, you are harmonizing, you know, sometimes one's harmonizing on top of the other, and the band. I guess we should mention,
that
Danny and Megan are here today, and you've known them mostly as friends.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. I mean, we've known Danny played in a group with us for 10 years, like our first band, MOTP. So we did like so many covers with him. And then Megan, we started playing with like 3 years ago.
They're just really great.
Yeah, they're great musicians. And they know exactly where we're coming from with everything. So we really trust their opinions on stuff.
And they've got, you know, they're really fun. And in the show, Danny's like a great, he looks great on the
great
stage
presence,
and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, right.
Danny also has like songs that he writes that are really, really good that will help him kind of put out as his own solo thing.
Enough to recognize that you're lost.
If I turn it on its head, will the blood rush to it and make me dizzy? Or will it give me the truth that I crave? When I post my 95, it comes out of me like rags on a scholar, a dog on a collar, for I make no sense. Afraid that hurtful words could fill my last breath, a million memories could not solve my chest. Still, I heard you say so, enough to make you cry. Still, you don't know, I don't show the reason for my loss.
You're going to be doing a in-store, a performance, and a pre-sale. Tomorrow.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
At Amoeba, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
And there is an opportunity for fans to get the record ahead of the official release date.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
And then you're coming back, and you're going to be playing at the Echo on November 2nd.
Yes. Yeah. That'll
so
be amazing.
So we really want everyone to, we're excited about the music. The album has a depth. It astounds me, the proficiency and the great respect for great pop traditions you guys have shown on this record.
Thanks so much.
That's why we're celebrating the release of it. It's The Lemon Twigs Do Hollywood. It's officially out on Friday. If you go to Amoeba, you'll catch them. They'll be doing a show in-store, and you'll be able to get it ahead of time. But certainly, we encourage all our listeners to come out on November 2nd. I'll be there.
That's going to be fun.
I'll be there. You'll see me because, the tall guy in the back. I'll be thumbs up, and we're really excited having you out here, and we just know there's big things to come for you. So congrats on what you've achieved so far, and give yourself some time.
Okay.
There's still time to achieve more goals.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you so much.
It's the Lemon Twigs live on 88.5 KCSN.